what are valid reasons for learning to cherish others? So you can read for yourself in New Eight Steps to Happiness. Geshe-la gives all this reasoning, but he made a simple summary for us and said there are four essential valid reasons. He like summarized all the reasonings. So we need to cherish others because, and here are our four reasons. It is the best method to make ourselves happy. It is the best method to make others happy. It is the best method to prevent future suffering and our daily problems. It is the best method to attain enlightenment. I need to cherish others. I must cherish others. So it's the best method to make ourselves happy. So who is it who destroys our own happiness? Who destroys our happiness? Moment by moment, day by day. Only we do that. Geshe-la has taught us, only we can destroy our own happiness. Only we can destroy our own happiness. Let's stop doing that. You know, every time we're unhappy, who's doing that? We're doing that. We're allowing that to happen to ourselves. So cherishing others is the best method to make ourselves happy. So if we're unhappy, if we move our mind to thinking about others, that unhappiness will cease because it's the best method. So only we can destroy our own happiness. If we cherish all living beings, maintain this good heart, day and night, we'll be happy all the time. So this we need to learn. So it's the best method to make ourselves happy all the time, loving others. So a good heart always brings good results. It's our decision to make our heart a good heart. Learn day by day. So if we are only concerned with the happiness of others, their freedom, not our own, our actions will become bodhisattva actions, eventually the selfless actions of a Buddha. So it's the best method to make ourselves happy. It's the best method to make others happy. So if we cherish others, and there's a proviso here, without expecting anything in return. If we cherish others without expecting anything in return, then they'll be happy. So when we expect something, this is self-cherishing. It's attachment. It's selfish intention. Yes, I'll help, but I want some recognition. I want some feedback. I want some praise. I want something to come back for me. That this isn't the helping, the cherishing of pure Kadampa intention. So if we cherish others without expecting anything for ourselves, of course it'll make others happy. If you just try in your own environment, I want to do it your way. I want to do whatever you would like to do. Let's do what you would like to do today. You make others happy. Cherishing others makes them happy. They're delighted. They're like, wow. What? You want to do it my way? You want to do what I would like to do? They'll wonder what's happened. Harmony comes. Joy comes. Harmonious, long-lasting relationships come. So this becomes the bodhisattva's way of life. If we do this practically, it will definitely work. So again, we need to do some scientific research. Then it is the best method to become free from problems and suffering in the future. I think this is very interesting. If we are practicing consideration for others, which is cherishing others, consideration for others helps us be disciplined We never engage in actions that harm others. We don't get angry with them. We don't upset them. We don't push them to follow our wishes. We don't engage in negativity. Please think about the mental factor, consideration for others, and how it causes us to stop engaging in inappropriate actions and negative actions, and to engage in virtuous actions. Then we can see clearly how our love for others prevents us from engaging in inappropriate and negative actions that result in our own suffering. So we're preventing. It's the best method. This is all coming from teachings understanding karma, and that when we engage in inappropriate and negative actions, suffering is what we experience in the future, because we're sowing the seeds for suffering. If we want to prevent suffering in the future, we need consideration for others. Then we'll never engage in actions that are inappropriate or harming them. You know, even through our consideration for others, we reduce our self-cherishing, and then we don't behave in inappropriate ways that also make others behave in inappropriate or negative ways, as we'll learn in the third verse of the eight verses. And it is, I'll just conclude by saying, please think about consideration for others and cherishing others, and how it necessarily is the best method for preventing future suffering. And it is the best method for attaining enlightenment, because the path to enlightenment is very simple. All we need to do is stop cherishing ourselves and learn to cherish others. All spiritual realizations, including enlightenment, will naturally follow from this.